there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Stacey Zanley podcast, where we talk about all things mindfulness, personal growth, self-care, and finding balance in our daily lives. I'm your host, Stacey, and today we're diving into a topic that I think many of us can relate to: how to reignite our motivation when we are feeling low. We all have those days when it's hard to find the energy to get moving, and that's completely okay. In today's episode, I'll be sharing some simple strategies that can help you spark that motivation again and get back on track, even when it feels tough. Let's get into it. So, the first thing I want to talk about is the importance of acknowledging how you're feeling. When you're feeling low on motivation, it's so easy to push those feelings aside or try to force yourself through them, but that's not always helpful. As Maya Angelou once said, you may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can control your attitude toward them. So take a moment to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What's weighing on your mind? You can journal about it or simply reflect quietly. By acknowledging your feelings, you create space for healing and understanding, and that's the first step toward moving forward. Once you've given yourself that moment of presence and acknowledgement, it's time to take action, but gently. Instead of overwhelming yourself with a big to-do list, break things down into small, achievable goals. For example, instead of saying, I need to clean the whole house, maybe switch to something like, I'll vacuum the living room. Or if you need to write something but feel overwhelmed, start with, I'll write just the introduction. These mini goals can give you a sense of accomplishment, and as you tick them off, you'll feel that little spark of motivation start to rekindle. Now, let's talk about routines. Having a simple daily routine can provide a sense of stability when life feels a little chaotic. It doesn't have to be anything complicated, just a few consistent actions that you look forward to each day. For example, a morning ritual could be having your favorite tea or coffee while watching the sunrise. It could also be meditating, reading, or jotting down your thoughts and plans for the day. You don't have to do them all at once. Just pick the activities that resonate with you. These small routines can help set a peaceful tone for the day. When everything else feels unpredictable, having these simple rituals can ground you and give you a sense of stability. And here's another important thing: moving your body. It's amazing how much physical activity can shift your mood, even if you're not feeling up for a full workout. Just taking a short walk around your block or doing a few stretches can release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals, and lift your spirits. It doesn't have to be intense. Just getting up and moving a bit can make a big difference in how you feel. And if you're still feeling a bit scattered or overwhelmed, mindfulness and meditation can really help center your mind. When our minds are busy, it's hard to focus on anything. But taking a moment to sit in silence, close your eyes, and just focus on your breath can bring a sense of calm. If you're not sure where to start, try this simple breathing exercise. Inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. Repeat that a few times, and you'll notice how much it helps to clear your mind and bring a sense of calm and motivation back into your day. So once you've cleared your mind, it's time to fill it with positivity. Surrounding yourself with positive energy is essential when your motivation is low. Whether it's reaching out to a friend, listening to an uplifting podcast, or watching an inspiring video, These positive influences can really help shift your mindset. But it's not just about surrounding yourself with positivity. It's also crucial to limit distractions and influences that trigger negative reactions in you. Sometimes, our low energy stems from feeling drained by things that don't resonate with us on a deeper level. So consider taking a little break from social media or news that brings you down. A digital detox, even if it's just for a few hours, can do wonders for your mood. Instead, focus on activities that recharge you, whether that's reading a book, going outside, or just taking some quiet time for yourself. And while you're recharging, don't forget to celebrate your small wins. Every little accomplishment matters, especially when you're not feeling your best. Even if you think what you did is small, give yourself a pat on the back and honor all your efforts. As the saying goes, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So it's important to recognize and appreciate every step you take, no matter how small. Now, let's talk about gratitude. As cliche as it may sound, gratitude is one of the most powerful tools we have to shift our mood and mindset. When you take a moment to reflect on the good in your life, even when things feel heavy, it can help bring things back into perspective. For example, you can take some time to reflect on the good things you already have in your life. Alternatively, you might consider starting a gratitude journal where you write down a few things each day that you're thankful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee or tea in the morning, or a kind word from a friend. As Melody Beattie says, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Finally, I want to remind you to be gentle with yourself. Motivation isn't always a straight path. It ebbs and flows. Some days you might feel on top of the world, and other days not so much. And that's okay. Remember what Brené Brown says. Imperfections are not inadequacies. They are reminders that we are all in this together. So be patient with yourself, allow space for rest, and remember that this low point will pass too. So thank you for being here today, and until next time, take care of yourself, stay mindful, and remember, you're always worthy of love and understanding. Have a beautiful day ahead.